Retroactive budget cuts to the continuing current resolution are just one way House Republicans are trying to cut $60 billion from the budget this year. Well, is it going to happen? And if so, how could it happen? Ian Swanson is news editor for The Hill. He joins us with some possible answers. Good morning, Ian. Great to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tom. Good to see you. Great to hear you.
So how serious is this gambit to do some retroactive budget cutting? And that sounds like a pretty steep figure.
It's pretty serious. It's something that Republicans campaigned on and said they were going to do, and it's very important to them that they follow through to show the voters who gave them the House majority that they are going to try to reduce spending in Washington.
And it actually has a shot at making it through. I mean, there was a time when we would say, oh, this will never happen, but this time maybe so.
I think so. I think there's an interest among Democrats and Republicans to reduce spending, to try to get the deficit under control. It's something that the White House wants to do as well. We've seen the White House steadily position itself toward the political center ever since the election in November. So everybody has an interest in reducing spending, I think. But obviously, when it gets down to the details, there's going to be a lot of fights over what you're actually going to cut. But I think given the compromise we saw on the tax package in December, there's a good chance that they can find some kind of middle ground here in the next couple of months.
Now, the continuing resolution lasts until March 4th, so that'll take federal agencies about 5/12 of the way through the fiscal year, and I can't do the math on the percentage on that fast enough. But the $60 billion would then come from what's left over for the rest of the year. And so that means there could be more cuts for the remaining 7/12.
Yeah, that's right. What's most likely to happen is that the House is going to have to pass a resolution to fund the government beyond March 4th or 5th when the current resolution expires. And what most people expect is that the spending cuts will be attached to that spending measure, and it would reduce some spending that's already gone out between September and March, and then more reductions in what people might want to spend going forward. It's also possible that they could attach language to raise the country's debt ceiling to that. That way, Republicans have said in recent days that they sort of recognize the importance of raising the debt ceiling, but they have to show, again, voters that they're also cutting spending. So it seems like we could see all of these things kind of combined into one package.
And do we also see the classic exceptions to the rule, like DOD might not be impacted, DHS might not be impacted when it comes to Homeland Security? They don't want to touch that. Is that the sort of thing we're also seeing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's certainly some talk about doing some reductions to DOD, and I mean, you're obviously seeing some talk come from the White House, which along with the Pentagon came out with some proposals the other month for reducing defense spending. But I think that's still going to be a tough sell with a lot of Republicans, and you know, frankly, with some centrist Democrats too, who don't want to be seen as cutting the Defense Department.
We're speaking with Ian Swanson, news editor at The Hill. Now, getting down to specifics, besides DOD, where might these retroactive or future cuts come from?
Well, honestly, I think that they could kind of come across the board. The Republicans haven't come out with any specifics yet. The Republican Study Committee is coming out with some proposals, I believe, on Thursday. So that might give us a first clue as to where, you know, what some of the specifics are and what some of the more conservative members of the House Republican Caucus want to go after. I think that we do know that they're going to try to go after unspent funds in the stimulus bill, which Republicans, of course, have been criticizing ever since it was launched. So those funds are rapidly diminishing. I believe there's about $12 billion or so that were left in October that hadn't gone out the door. So that'll be one obvious target.
And we're talking about these the $60 billion in these retroactive cuts, but this is coming on top of, you know, word of a hiring freeze, definite word of a pay freeze, mm-hmm. legislation that indicates possible furloughs. How far are we going to go with this? What's the next thing that we should be watching for?
Well, I think that at least in the medium to long term, the next thing we should be watching for is sort of real work on big ticket items that would really get the budget deficit in order. That could include tax reform and the elimination of some tax benefits for businesses and individuals. It could also include changes to entitlement programs. Now, when I say medium to long term, I don't think a lot of people don't think anything really happens on that until after the presidential election in 2012, because those kinds of changes would be so controversial. Still, I think it's likely that you'll see talk about those things going on behind the scenes. And honestly, we're probably going to get a lot of clues out as to how far that could go from the State of the Union address next week.
And one final question. The Senate, of course, has a say in what budget cuts, because there'd have to be a joint bill. And the Senate's when are they going to come back and actually do some work beyond whatever they're working on that they're not in session now for?
You know, I don't have the date right in front of me, Tom, but I believe they're back in 2 weeks. They're back in February, and then they'll get underway. What we're seeing is sort of routine. Actually, the Senate is kind of on the schedule we're used to in Washington, where not a lot happens in January, and then they come back in February a little later in the year and really get underway. The House has been a little different, partly because of the changeover in power, and we're seeing a lot of action on that side. And, of course, we'll get the health care repeal vote today.
Of course, if nothing can happen, that means nothing bad can happen either.
Yeah, I guess that probably depends on your perspective, but yeah, we're not going to see any of this stuff, become law for, again, I think probably not until at least March, and we should say too, it's always possible that they could do some more, 1 or 2 week extensions of the continuing resolution to buy themselves some more time if they don't have an agreement. I think it would be a pretty safe bet that something like that'll happen, just, since we always see them, get a little bit delayed in terms of passing the bigger appropriations, bills.